Today's daf is Bechoras daf Yud Beis, and we'll start on the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph of the Mishnah, as we are in the last full daf of the first perek. Before tomorrow's daf, we finish off our discussion of Petar Chamor, and we move on to Bechor Behema Tahor, as we discussed at the beginning of the perek, at the beginning of the Masechta, that the Masechta starts off with the halachas of Petar Chamor, because, as tomorrow's daf says, it's a relatively quantitatively smaller unit, and then we'll get to Bechor Behema Tahor. But now we continue learning all the details of Bechor Behema Temeya, and that is Petar Chamor. So what are you allowed to use? What is one allowed to use? The Torah says Seh, at the end of Parshas Bo, that we should use a Seh, a sheep. What about other items? Says the Mishnah, Ein Podin. One is not allowed to be Podin, lo be'egel, v'lo b'chaya, one is not allowed to use a cow, v'lo b'chaya, even though you might think that the Kohen would be happier to get a cow. Cow is a larger animal, and that would help him out. No, lo be'egel, v'lo b'chaya. Could I use any other type of chaya? Rashi says, tzvi va'ayal, as the Torah compares it in a certain context. Lo b'shchuta, and not if the animal is shechted, even if it is a seh. So it has to be a live seh, not a shachud. V'lo b'treifa, and not a treifa. V'lo b'kilayim, v'lo b'koi. Kilayim here meaning a mixture of two different animals. Koi, we had this back in Maseches Chulin, means different things in different places. Here it means Safik Chaya, Safik Behema, which is what it usually means in Shas. Rebbe Eliezer, Matir, B'Kilayim, Mevrei Shehu Seh. Rebbe Eliezer allows Kilayim because it is a Seh. Kilayim here, between a male and a female. Right, Tayish Haba Al Harachel, right, or a goat and a sheep. So it's all called Seh, and therefore it would be okay. The Oser, but Koi, Rebbe Eliezer is suffix. Koi is a suffix, therefore the Rebbe Eliezer would not allow Koi, even though he would allow Kilayim. Nas Nola Kohen, once the Petar Chamor, what if I actually gave the donkey to the Kohen? Nasa l'kohen, then what's the halacha? Right, I'm supposed to redeem it and give something else to the kohen. What if I give the actual petach hamor to the kohen? Ein ha-kohen rashoi l'kaimo. The kohen is not allowed to be mekaimed ad she'afrish seh tachtov, until the kohen himself is mafrish a seh bimkom the chamor. Good. A lot of different halachas that are mentioned here in the Mishnah. Let's go one by one from the beginning first. One is allowed to use an egel or a chaya. Rashi notes, this is Rashi is on the Gemara, not on the Mishnah, but Rashi in the Gemara notes that all of these that the Mishnah is talking about, that you can't use any of these, is talking about a case where they're not shove the amount of the chamor. Because if they are worth the value of the chamor, then you can use anything, as we saw on the previous dafim. Right? I could give money. I could give any type of shove kesef, to use the language of the Mishnah later on. But I must be talking about here all cases of where it's not shove the dmei hachamor. If you look at the Rambam, the tour, the Beis Yosef, based on the tour, points out that maybe it's not so clear. The Rambam doesn't limit this to a case where it's not shove. Right? The Rambam just says you shouldn't use these. Mashma, that even if they are shove, it's not lechadchila. And this is what came up on yesterday's daf also. What is the lechadchila way of redeeming? Is there a lechadchila of using a seh, or a seh that's not shaveh, or something else that is shaveh? So again, you might say that the Kohen is much happier with getting something that's shaveh. Let's say the seh is worth half the amount of the chamor. So he'd rather get something shaveh. Is there a lechadchila? So the Rambam seems to say that there is a lechadchila to use a seh. That's the lechadchila, the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim. As we know, these halachas come up at the end of Hilchos Bikurim in Perek Yud Beis, where the Rambam starts off, mitzvahs that say, liftos kol adam Yisrael petach hamor biseh, vim lo ratza liftoso, mitzvahs that say, la'arfo. Right, and if not, pivi orfeh. If shtei mitzvahs eilu noegas b'havakom v'chosman, these mitzvahs apply even bizman hazeh, as we know. And then the Rambam goes through all the halachas, says, shepodin bo nosto l'kohen, you give the set to the kohen, when do you do it? And then the Rambam quotes, in halacha ches, Ein podin, lo be'egel, v'lo b'chaya, v'lo b'seh shachud, v'lo b'treifa, v'lo b'kalai, v'lo b'koi. Shneem ar tifteh, v'seh, v'ein kariseh, el akfasim, v'izim, chayim, bilvad. That's it, no limitation to what's how much they are worth. And then the Rambam two halachas later. Im ein lo seh lifdoso, podeyu b'shavyo, v'nosi dam of l'kohen. So the Beis Yosef points out, in Shinchaf Aleph, so it sounds like for the Rambam, that even if you have an egel or a chaya, that is the value. The Mishnah we talk about even with the value. You shouldn't do this. shouldn't do this. Not that you can't, but you shouldn't do it because that is only b'di'evet. Says the Beis Yosef in Shin Chaf Aleph, Nira Midvarav, Tekal Hecha De'islei Seh, Eino Yachol Leftosa B'davar Acher. You should not use anything else. V'hainu Ditznan, Ein Podin, Lo Be'ega, V'lo B'chaya. And that's what it's referring to. Maybe from Rashi, you get the opposite impression. Rashi says, our Mishnah is talking about a case where it's not Shaveh. But if it would be Shaveh, maybe you'd have a choice. There's Olach Adchila. V'ada Sikha, the Podin, also B'chol Dabar, B'shav Yohainu, Dafka, B'deles Leiseh. Velishna derab Yitzchak mishpei deresh lakish hachi dayeg de amar misha yeshlo petar chamor ve'ein lo se podeo b'shavyo. Right, that's the language of the Gemara that we had. Mashgaz v'lachalik. Okay, v'chol and he continues. But that's the diuk of the Beis Yosef that maybe it's a machlok as we show in Emor Tzlachat Chila. And again, it was touched on in the previous dafim. Is there a different mitzvah when I use shavyo versus using a se? I mean, they both work. And in Me'ein Lo Seh, is there a different type of mitzvah, the mechanics of the mitzvah? Does it work differently between whether I use a seh, which is more symbolic, it's not about the value, just using the seh versus using something of value, right? And that's the a question to that might be behind this Rambam and Rashi. Right, Rashi, the formulation of the chinuch in Chaf Beis, liftos vlad chamar zachar shenolad rishon, to be podeh. In the formulation, it doesn't say seh. He just says, lift those vlad chamar zachar shalad rishon, shnei amar, v'chopet ha-chamar tev devaseh. He quotes the pasuk, but that's in the formulation, he doesn't quote that, the word seh. If you look on the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Bikurim, also in the Koteret, when he, tries to capture this, mitzvah in one line, the Rambam says, lift those petah chamar v'liton pidyon alakohen. Also, he doesn't mention it. Liftos petar chamar veliton pidyono lakohen. Does not mention the word seh, even though we were medayik that the Rambam seh would be lachadchila. So again, maybe it's just including, you don't have to say that it's, equal. In fact, that they don't mention it in the formulation, but it could just be including the mitzvah, because right away when the Rachina goes into describing the mitzvah, in Yonahu shalokecha Yisrael seh. Echad v'nosa l'koin b'pidyon b'tach b'chara ha'chamar. Shul l'shem yisbarach v'natav shekasavnu. V'u barachu nasa l'koin l'fichach podeo yisrael mimenu. Ki Hashem yisbarach v'rata shi'yeh lo pidyon b'seh. V'im ein lo seh podeo b'dmei aseh. If you don't have a seh, then you're podeo b'dmei aseh. That is the chinuch, and if you look at the Minchas chinuch here, in Noz Dalet, he talks about the same issue. What about l'chadchila and b'dievet? He talks about that here, without getting into the details. Right now. Okay, so that is on the word Egel and Chaya. Are we talking about value or not? Trefa, next line of the Mishnah. Trefa, Rashi says, what's Trefa? Shenechtechu ragleha min arkuba ulamala. Right, where it has its leg cut off from above the arkuba, which we mentioned back in the Eilu Trefas, is a Trefa. The Achronim wonder, there are many Trefas. Why does Rashi pick that one? Rashi picks dafa the minarkuba of the mala. Rashi could have said many. So the Tosfos Yadav points out huadin. Right, it applies to all of them. Rashi just says that one because that one is nikar lakol. That one is obvious and it's visible, but really it applies to all. Shu treifas hanira vanikar avavade avavi treifas acheres nami apatiya shepada bo inoklum. Right, even if there were other treifas, it would not be. It would not work. If you look in the Rashi's Bikurim, as we mentioned, the. Lamed Sefer here on Maseches Bechoros. The Reish Bikurim says, maybe you're right, they all work, but maybe why Rashi and the Bar Tanura, you know, mention Dafka, Arkuba, Velamala, is to teach us, like, maybe all the other Trefas need Xeris HaKasuv exclusion why you're not allowed to use Trefa. And you wouldn't have known it except from a Pasuk. But when it comes to missing a leg, Arkuba, Velamala, that's not called a Seh. That's miksa seh. And therefore, even without the exclusion of halacha, just the word seh and the Torah excludes that. That's a different type of exclusion. Yesh lomar, kivin shemachusar haregel, chashuv rak miksa seh, kimo damrinan la'el, like we said earlier on Dav Gimel, the shutfis of a non-Jew, shutfis akampoter, mishum bechor kulo, bechor mashma, hu adin seh, kol seh mashma, kshenechzar miksa so hare eno kol seh. It's not called seh. V'avdim nechzar davar she'ina osa oso trefa choshev seh shalem. And even if it's missing something that doesn't make it a trefa, it's called a seh. Kimavur mehadabai kral li pasal mechusar ever bo'ofos. We call makam mechusar ever shalashama tluya bo nechshev shenechzar chelek me'aseh. Kivan da hachiyus haseh talui bo. Right? And that's what he discussed. And he says it's dachik to say that they just quoted it as an example of all treifas ubevade miutefes baze eze kavana. There's definitely a deeper kavana here because it is different, and that's what he says at the end. The zev avi treifa gluyav ados lahotzi shar treifas hapnimiyos shemichayim havirak suffik treifa baze hapidya mo b'di'evet. Maybe there's a difference in halacha. This wouldn't even work b'di'evet. The others would work. Would only be a problem l'chadchila. Okay, two suggestions by the Rashi's Bikurim. That's the word treifa. And finally, the last line of the Mishnah, giving it to the Kohen is not allowed to be mekayim it until he's mafresh aseh. Rashi is printed on Amud Beis. Rashi on Amud Beis here, Rashi quotes in the middle of Amud Beis, he's allowed to be lekaimo afilu sha'a achas. Rashi has three words, middle of Yud Beis, Amud Beis. Even for a moment, the Kohen is not allowed to, it says on the side, Shayach Lamasisun, he's not allowed to have it. So what is Rashi emphasizing with that, even for a moment? So if you look on the Mishnayos, there's a pirush on the Mishnayos called the Or Gadol. It's on the bottom of the Yachad Boaz Mishnayos. He says that maybe, is that the same as a Yisrael having it? We don't have that lashon anywhere, Asur Lakaimo, by a Yisrael. So suggest the Or Gadol here on the bottom. He says, Umo Tamahani. Says, I wonder about this lashon that does not appear by the Yisrael. So he suggests that maybe there's a difference in halacha between the Yisrael having to do it and the Kohen having to do it. When it comes to the Yisrael, it's only a din of Zrizim Akdim al Mitzvahs. And therefore, if you don't do it, you're lacking Zrizim. You're not violating anything else. By a Kohen, it's deeper. It's a more serious, intense Isser. The lo kamoshi bi Yisrael, the leka rachmach was Zrizim Akdim, and Lashenkim, Kohen, Ika Isser lahashoso. That's what Rashi means, afilu sha'achas. Maybe an isser because there's a chshad, but he just points out the difference. We got to figure out what the difference is. But the Or Gadol here on the bottom of the Mishnayos talk about by a kohen, it has to do with an isser shihia, and therefore, you know, it has to be done very quickly, not just because of Zeriza Magdimon. Did something already happen when the kohen has it? Why is it more serious? That's a question. But again, he just points that out based on the evidence in the Mishnah. Okay, says the Gemara. Masizan Mani. Who is our Mishnah like that says, you know, how to use these, Egel and Chaya and Shchuta v'chulu. Masizan Mani ben Bagbagi of Pirkei Avos fame. Ben Bagbagi, Detanya ben Bagbag Omer. Nemer kan seven malahalan se. It says here. It says se by Karban Pesach malahalan prat lachol Hashem v'salalu. Just like by Karban Pesach, all of these are excluded for various reasons. Afkan prat lachol Hashem v'salalu. So to here is excluded for the reasons that is compared to Karban Pesach. Rashi quotes the various reasons why these are excluded. Right, it can't be shachud because you need shchita l'shem Pesach. Right, you can't use a shachud. The Karban Pesach had to be Nimne, and the Shechit has to be the Shein, the Karban Pesach. It can't be Kilayim, because Kilayim are not Karban Lagabe HaMizbeach, Rashi says, right? And that's why those two are excluded. Chaya obviously can't be a Karban. So all of these, and Trefa can't be a Karban either, so you have all of these exclusives. Just like those are excluded by Karban Pesach for their respective reasons, so too here. Says the Gemara, once you're comparing it to Karban Pesach, so why don't you limit it even more? Imala halan zachar tamim uben shana, avkan zachar tamim uben shana. So maybe you should have to use a male, tam, you know, one-year-old animal, just like Karban Pesach. And so tamalomar tifte riba. No, here extra word, it says tifta twice here in the context, so riba we include, even if it's not a zachar tamim ben shana. E tifta riba afilu kol hani nami, so if you include, so why don't you include everything? Imkein, se maya hani lei. No, so then what's the se? Se has to be limiting it somewhat. So se limits it, but it's a little more inclusive, so we include as long as it is a se that is not an egel, chaya, shchuta, or trefa. So now we have a couple of ibayas. We have here on Amud Aleph, we have a three, and then we add one more on Amud Beis. First ibaya of the day. Ibaya lehu. Ma'u liftos with ben pakua. Could I use a ben pakua seh to redeem with? Meaning, as we learned back in the fourth parak in Chulin, if I shecht a mother animal, and the baby fetus animal is alive inside, then the shechita for the mother works for the child. And machlokas tanoim, at least sometimes say, midaraisa, that animal does not need shechita, maybe midarabanan because of marasayin, but midaraisa doesn't need shechita. So, can you use this unshechted or not needed to be shechted seh to be poda? It says, tifteh v'seh. Is this a seh? Is there anything different about this seh? The fact that it is jumping around and one would be able to kill it in any way and not have to shecht it. So ma'aliftos ben pakuas, the Gemara says. Alibad Rabbi Meir, let's remember the machlokas tanoim there. According to Rabbi Meir, who argued on this, lo tibay lecha. It's not a question according to Rabbi Meir. Tekivan to Amar Rabbi Meir. Ben pakua toin shechita sema al yehu. According to Rabbi Meir, if you remember, he argued. He said ben pakua does need shechita if it's alive and well. So, according to him, it's definitely a seh. What's the difference? It needs shechita daraisa. So, that's not a shaila. Right, Rashi quotes the Mishnah in Chulon Adaf Ayin Dalet, as we had the Perek Behema Makashi. I think it was Samach Ches to Ayin Ches, right? So, Ayin Dalet there in the Mishnah. So, according to Rabbi Meir, it's not a shaila. Ela ki tiboy lecha libe derabanan. The Bachlokas is according to, the question is according to Rabbanan. De Amri shechitas imo mit taharaso. The Rabbanan who say that the shechita of the mother works for the child to be mitaher it, and according to the Rabbanan, to be matir it b'achila. Kibisra bidzikul adami, is it considered literally like meat in a pot? It's considered shachut. And therefore the Mishnah says that you can't use a shachut animal. So even though it's alive, physically, it's halachically called shachut. So kibisra bidzikul adami, therefore you would not be able to use it. Odilma kiva dahashta mi arad v'ozil sekarina bay. Or now it's running around, so it's called a set. Again, this question might go to the lundis that we discussed of Ben Pakua. Right, when we say the mother shechita works for the fetus, if you remember we discussed, does that mean that it's a ki'ilu you did a ma'isa shechita on this? Or that the baby does not need shechita? Right, is it that it works for the fetus, or it works that the fetus does not need? That could be this question. Right, the first day it holds, the first sod is, it's like shechted. It's shechted, it's shachut, and therefore its shachut is already excluded. Or do you say, no, it's running around, meaning it doesn't need shechita. It's not like it is shechted, right? Big difference, right? And the other nafkamina, if you remember, and we use this for the shechita of the Rambam also, about if the mother is a trefa. Remember we discussed, if the mother is a trefa, so then that does not work for the child. And we mentioned that that's also a big chiddush. Why? Because the trefa seems to be an external problem of the mother. Why wouldn't that work for the child? So, on the one hand, we said that halacha proves that shreif is related to nevela. That shreif is a chisaron in the maisa shechita, and that's why it's a problem. But there's another assumption that halacha teaches us, besides the relationship between nevela and shreifa. And that is, it seems like, it's not muchrach, but it seems like then that you need a maisa shechita to work for the child. And here, you don't have a proper ma'isa shechita, there's no heter shechita, and therefore, the child's is not going to be mutter either. You could say, you know, you need a proper shechita of a kshira in order even just for the chalos of not needing a shechita, for that halacha to go out of the child. It's not mukhra to say that you have to say that halacha is flips only on one side of the chakir and not the other, but it's an important related halacha as well. So here's the question, whether a ben pakua, according to the Rabbanon, could be used for pidyon peter chamor. Marzutra amar ein podin, Rav Ashi amar podin. Machlokas, Marzutra and Rav Ashi. Let's just finish and then we'll see what the halacha is. Amar le Rav Ashi, the Marzutra my day, take the office be Pesach. Rav Ashi says to Marzutra, why wouldn't you be able to use it? Because you learn for Karan Pesach. And Ben Pekua wouldn't be allowed for Karban Pesach? Why wouldn't Ben Pekua be allowed for Karban Pesach? Doesn't say Beferish in the Gemara. Why wouldn't it be allowed? So Rashi says, it's Yotze Dofen. It's a Yotze Dofen, right? It's a cesarean, right? If the Yushech to the mother didn't come out in the normal birthing. Right? Tosfos elsewhere says, no, it's a Shachut. Right? It's a Shachut. And like we said before, you can't have a Shachut for the Karban Pesach. It has to be L'Shem Pesach. So that also, that machlokas also might be tali on our chakira. Right? Maybe Rashi is saying, no, it's not a shachut, it's yotzei dofen because it's not really shechted. While Tosfos is saying, no, the shechita works. Interesting question. What happens if you know that there's a baby inside and you shecht the mother and have kavano l'shem shechitas pesach for the fetus? If you say it's considered a shechita. So would that be good enough? Right? What did Rashi say before? Shchuta isn't good enough because you need l'shem, shchita l'shem Pesach. What if you had a shchita l'shem Pesach? You just weren't doing a shchita at the time. You just had the fetus in mind. So that could depend on whether it's an actual shchita for the baby. Okay, but either way, that's two machlokas rishonim about what the psul is for ben pekuah for Pesach. So Ravashi says to Marzucha, so why do you pasul ben pekuah here by Peter Chamor? Because you learned it from Pesach. Imala halan zachar tamo ben shana, afkan zachar tamo ben shana. Same thing we said before, so why don't you go all the way? Why don't you say it has to be a zachar and a tamo and a ben shana? So tifta riba, we include. E tifta tifta riba, afilu ben pekuah nami. Imkain says, seva maya hanile. No, it has to exclude something. And therefore, we exclude this case of ben pekuah by Pesach or here, and we do not require a zachar tamim and ben shana. So this is the end of this ibaya. So it's an ibaya delifshita. We don't really have an answer. So what is the halacha? So if you look in the Rambam, also not clear. Different girsos in the Rambam. If you go in the Rambam, Menuchas Bikurim, here in Perak Yud Beis, that's where all these halachas are. Our girsa, looking in the Frankel Rambam. Ein podin b'seh hadome lacher. We'll get to that for the Shem in the next one. Upodin b'ben pekuah. Our girsa is, you could use a ben pekuah. It's a bai delifshita. You would think bai delifshita would be machmir. Not use it. Podin b'ben pekuah. That's the Rambam's girsa here, meaning paskening like Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says poten. If you look in the Kesef Mishnah, the Pas Kesef has this girsa. Plukta damaroy pasak Rav Ashi de Basrahu. The Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam pasak like Rav Ashi because he is later. Basra. Radvaz has the other girsa. Ain poten ben pekuah. Doesn't even make a big deal about it. That's his girsa. Shom plukta damaroy marzuch ramein poten Rav Ashi ramein. And he quotes our Gemara, V'kivan diyat yuseh sel egzei reshava, paskinen hilchasa kamar zutra. Ki heichi diben pekuah pasul lakarben Pesach, achnam ein podin bo. So, machlokes in the girso, so the Rambam, you know, what did the Rambam paskin, pasin like Rav Ashi or Mar Zutra, and halacha lemaisa, if you look in Yeradeya, shin chaf aleph, sif dalid, the Shulchan Aruch says, I'll read it. It's a discussion in between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Torah, I'll just have the Torah, and then I'll get to read the Shulchan Aruch in a second. The Shulchan Aruch here says, where's the Torah? Rambam Kasav Shepodim Mekol Lachachila V'Tam Levi Shepazak Kravash Basru. Beis Yosef quotes what he says in the Kesef Mishnah. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch here, Shin Chaf Aleph Sif Dalid Shulchan Aruch says Machlokes Machaber the Rama Shulchan Aruch Podim Ben Pekuah Rama VeYesh Omrim Shein Podim Ben Pekuah Gamze Mishmo, because they're both based on the Rambam. Right, the question is what the proper gears is, but Gamze Mishmo, and so that's Machlokes. If somebody has Ben Pekuah, that is a Sveika Didina. It's a Machlokes between the Machaber and the Rama. That is only by number one. Ibaya number two now, back to the Gemara. Ibaya luhu. Ma liftos ben nidme. What about being poded with a nidme? So we already had earlier a discussion of whether a nidme of a chamor is a petar chamor. So now we're not asking that. Now we're asking, you have a real chamor. So what about a nidme of a seh? A nidme of a seh. Somehow it is similar to its mother. Nidme. So aliba de Rebbe Eliezer, meaning it's not exactly the same. It's some type of mutation between the parent and the child. So aliba de Rebbe Eliezer lo tibay lecha. According to Rebbe Eliezer in our Mishnah, who allows kilayim, I don't think this is a question. Hashta b'kilayim parkinan. By kilayim, we have two different species as parents. You're allowed to use that. Benidve b'boy, benidve, you have the same parents. It's just that there's a mutation in the child. So surely a nidme should be okay. If kelayim, which is a more extreme, right? Because that's psul, two different parents, that you're allowed. So benidme miboy, by a nidme, is there a shayla? Of course a nidme would be kosher to use. Ki tiboy l'chali b'derabanan. According to Rabbanan, who aser kelayim in our Mishnah, that's the question. B'kelayim hu delo parkinan, benidme parkinan, maybe kelayim is worse. Because that is two different parents, but by a nidme you would be able to use odil maloshna. Or do we say, no, a nidme is also a problem? So Tashma, let's try to prove it from the Braisa. Parasha yalda min eiz ein poten. A cow that gave birth to an animal that looks like a goat. You can't use that. Harachal shayalda min eiz poten. But if you have a sheep that gave birth to a sheep-looking goat, right? So potent, so then you would be able to use that. That's the diuk we have from the Braisa, that a Rachel that gave birth to an Ace Podes, so Mani, who would this be according to? Elaim of Rabbi Eliezer, Elaim of Rabbi Eliezer, if it's Rabbi Eliezer who allows Kilayim, Habi Kilayim Nami Parkina, not just Nidme, even Kilayim you could use, Elalav Rabbanani. So this Braisa must be like the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan say you could use Nidme. Rachel Shelduchim in Ace, that's a case of Nidme, TC is kosher. So my answer is low, Lola Rabbi Eliezer, he maybe this is Rabbi Eliezer Shita. And I, what about, isn't it a kavachomer from Kilayim? No. Don't make any diukim from this brisa. He gufa kamash balan. The brisa is just coming to teach me what the brisa says beferish. Not to make any diuk about a rachel. The brisa says a cow that gives birth to a cow that looks like an aze you can't use. He gufa kamash balan. The parish, a yoldim, an aze ain't podin. Meaning what? Lo tema zila basre dite. Don't say go by what it looks like. V'hai eiz ma'al yehu. And this is an eiz, therefore you could use it. El azil basar ime. V'hai egel hu. And therefore you cannot. Meaning don't make any diyukim that we would then be able to relate this to nidmeh. No, it's teaching me the ikar halacha gufa without any diyukim. Tashma, let's try again. Tani, Rabba Bar Shmuel, ezeo kilayim. Rachel sheyolda min eiz v'aviv seh. If you have sheep parents that give birth to a goat, right? That's what Kilayim is, according to Rabba Bar Shmuel. Aviv seh, Kilayim hu? Nidvehu. What do you mean? That's a nidveh. That's not Kilayim. You have two sheep as parents. That's not Kilayim. That should be nidveh. Ela ezeo dummy li Kilayim. So really what the Braisa means, what is similar to Kilayim? This Shavua Rabbanan ki Kilayim. What did the Rabbanan say is like Kilayim? Rachash yodem in ez. Aviv seh. So the Braisa says, Nidme is like Kilayim. That's how we just have interpreted the Braisa. A Nidme, meaning with the parents of the same species, but there was just some type of mutation, and the child, the offspring, looks different than the parents, a Nidme is like Kilayim. So Lomai, for what halacha is Nidme like Kilayim? Ila Kadshim, we're trying to interpret this Braisa. If it's for Kadshim, for Karbanos, Mehechad Mai Kilayim, Mehasim, Mai Nidme. We don't need a comparison between Nidme and Kilayim, because we already know the same Pusik that excludes Kilayim also excludes Nidme. The Tanya Shar Ochesif Prat Le Kilayim. O A's Prat Le Nidme. So you already know it without the comparison of Nidme and Kilayim. Ila Bechor. So again, we're trying to figure out, so why else would the Braisa compare Nidme to Kilayim? If it's for Bechor, that just like Kilayim has no Kedusha, so do Nidme. We already know that too. Ach Bechor Shar Amar Rachmana Ashehu Shar Ubechor Oshar. So you already know that. You don't need Nidme compared. Ela Lameiser. Why? Maybe for Meiser, just like Kilayim is not Chayiv in Meiser Behema. So to Nidme, Tachas Bikachim Gamar. We already know that too. So Ela, what's left? What is the Braisa teaching me by comparing Nidbet to Kilayim? Ela, the Petach Hamor. Maybe it's for our halacha. There were three others that didn't work. Just like Kilayim cannot be used as the Seh for Petach Hamor, so too Nidme cannot be used as the Seh for Petach Hamor. So we have an answer to our Ibaya, right? It cannot be used. So the Gemara says, no, La'olam and La'maiser. Maybe it's talking about Meiser. Right, Nidme is excluded just like Kilayim is excluded. Didn't we say before, we already know that from the Gzeirah Shava of Tachas Tachas. Ukigon sheyesh bo miksa simanim. The Chiddush is where it has some simanim that it looks like the mother. So ma'od tema ha'avar ha'avar mi b'chor gamar. So maybe you should say you should learn it out, Gzeirah Shava, from b'chor. By b'chor we said, miksa simanim has kedushas b'chor. So maybe here too you should say, miksa simanim you could use for set. Kamash Malan, Tachas Tachas Bikachim Gomer. That's the Chiddush of the Braisa. No. Remember, the Gzeirah Shava, you can learn from wherever you decide to learn it from. So, you know there's a Tachas Tachas Gzeirah Shava, you just don't know from where. So that's the Chiddush of the Braisa. You should learn it from Kachim, and therefore Nidme is excluded. Again, period, no answer to the Gemara. Another Baya Delo Ifshita. And again, what do we paskin? This is also tricky. What do we paskin by Nidme? The Gemara does not give it a clear answer. The Rama paskins l'chachila b'di'evet. Ein podin, yud beis tes, ein podin b'seh hadomeh la'acher, don't use it. V'impada padui. That's the Rambam. B'di'evet it would work, l'chachila you shouldn't, b'di'evet it would work. The Ramban and The others, the Ramban in Hilchas Bechoros. In Hilchas Chal, you know, in the back of Bechoros, we have the Ramban in Hilchas Bechoros with the Maharit al-Ghazi's long commentary on the Ramban. The Ramban has a different Lechachila b'di'eved, and the Michas Chinuch points out that the Rambam's a little tricky. If it's an Ibaya Daluifshita, so why would we say that b'di'eved it's okay? You should have to use something else. Use the Nidmeh. You shouldn't use a Nidmeh. If you use a Nidmeh, you should have to use something else. But the Rambam says, "Lachadchila b'di'eved," so the Minchas Chinuch just leaves that Betzarach in Mitzvah Chabez. Amadati al divrei haRambam shepazag in podim benidve v'impada padui umuva gamkein b'shochan arach siv gimel v'hu be'emes tamua. Right, because if you look in other cases of suffik, the Rambam is machmir even b'di'eved. Shacharkach halacha tezayin. We didn't read it yet. Ger shen is gayer ve'in yadua im kodem shen is gayer yolda. You don't know if his chamor gave birth while he was a goy or not, or while he was Jewish. Chayiv liftos misafek v'chein lekaman v'alacha yites v'chabez gabi chamora misafek pasach tzorak lahafresh tle misafek kedei lafkia iser b'char misafek. You have to be mafresh. Aseh the lowest chazik isura klal va'aser bana misafik ayin shas ve'ech nifka kano isur misafik this chazik isura dilma ain padui bu aser bana. Why does the Rambam say it works for the eved? You shouldn't use a nidmeh, but it works for the eved. In all the other cases of safik, ask the minchas chinuch, it doesn't work. V'divrei hakesef mishnah ainam maspikim. What did the kesef mishnah say? Because it's a debayi de lo ifshita. No, it's not enough. He says, Al Kain, says the Minchas Chinuch, that's why Haramban Viharash Pasku Ta'af Bidiyavid Eno Padui Vasur Bana. Even Bidiyavid it doesn't work. I am Marit Al Ghazi Sheherich Bazeh. He was Marich. I will think Masha Kazan Al Ma'o, Debamathi Onifka Isser Misafik, Avalon Padda Nihita Inomar Dilavise, Kabaka Bidiyavid Padui, I feel Bakal Bishavio. The Bishavio Pon Lachat Chilo. So he says, maybe it could work as Shaveh, as the value Bidiyavid. Even if it's not the exact value, either way, it's a little tzarech ian on the shita of the Rambam. There is another interesting discussion here on the brisa about kilayim. It says psharo chesef prat lekilayim. We have a pasuk that excludes kilayim. What's mashma? That if there wouldn't be a pasuk, so then we would be able to use kilayim. Okay, but there is a pasuk. Maybe in other areas of halacha, where we need a certain item, are mixtures allowed? So, some achronim talk about esrog murkav. Huge topic. Esrog murkav. Could you use an esrog that is murkav? So, so one of the achronim bring a raya from our Gemara. Here, it's only because there is a pasuk. But if there is no pasuk, shuvas eitan ha-ezrachi. Not sure who that is. Quoted here in the Biurei Adaf. Shuvas eitan ha-ezrachi. I bet his name was Avraham. Shemikan yesh lahochiach she esrog morkav kasher kigonim hirkiv esrog belimon kasher lemitzvah shari lulea pasuk lo hayidem matim behema kilayim afshi ba'a mishnei minim v'yemkein esrog shalom matzonu miut eich efshal aposlo. Right, and therefore that's what he says. Rov assume against that. Maybe there are other reasons that a morkav is a problem. The Rama discusses this in a tshuva. In the tshuva of Rama, simin kuf yud zayin. The Rama discusses shahamurkav lo nikra esrog v'lo mikri priyetz hadar aval hadas de ba'avos talya milsa imkein ba'hadas mitzra'a sha'anu ro'an ba'shu avos lamanifsal. By a hadas, all you need it to be is avos. By an esrog, it has to be priyetz hadar. So how do we know what a priyetz hadar is? So Chazal might have had 10 different parts of the definition of priyetz hadar. We know one or two, hadar bilano, but there could be others. Dilma ika lachachamenu zal o drashas acheros b'milas hadar to esrog hudafka. V'yavim nomar deleslu drashas acheros b'gol makom dilma shar minim ein lohem elu hato'arim shamru b'esrog. O'me'achet shekfar nisbar shamurkav lo nikra esrog amkim emelo lo nachshireyu ve'in lorna el masha amru chachamim. And therefore the Rama says one cannot use an esrog morkav. And then he says, didn't we learn a chulin seh afilu miksa seh? Lashon Torah lachud, Lashon Chachamim lachud, and therefore he is continues and he quotes other deis. But that's the Rama. We've quoted it a long time ago. Now, so recently, the Shvus Yaakov also has a tshuva about this fascinating story he tells. The Shvus Yaakov passels Murkav, but he quotes a story that one time the Shach was visiting. V'shamati shepo Prague, b'yemei Mori Chami Zakeni Hagon Amafursam Harash b'shana achas aide eze mikre. Hey, Vio, right, the Shus Yaakov is a little bit afterwards. Rosh Hashanah Yaakov was 1700s. Shach was before, 1600s. So, he quotes, Heviu esrog, eza mikra, heviu esrogim hamor kovim, v'simanim elu, v'horish lo levarech aleihem. Ach eza takifi v'almi eretz, hayrotzim lahamros piv, v'tzarfo aleihem, and he says, my Zayda says you can't use them. And other people were being strong and wanted to use them. And they used for their purposes, Shebefiem agon bal shach, sifse koin shahayeb beisahi, oreach notel alun, po, in Prague, vahor lahatir, lavarech aleha, b'shazatrach. And he said, b'shazatrach, you could use it. The ikr time o hayapi asugia de se afilo mixase, as we just mentioned, voadinami esrog nami neima hachi, umitakifte, hechrichu eschazan akneses vezakneses hayishana vachadosha, shazlavar bakal ram. So, they forced the chazan to make a bracha on this. Ukshiratza lahaschil, ikvuhu minashamayim. Shenafal haesrog miyado. Vinishbar haukits mitocho. That's it. It broke. It dropped. Viacharka bok, savim miglilos elu mimidinas ashkenaz upolin. Umaharin, shekol goni aretz horu gamkin lamaisa shalavar chalem bososhana. Vagon balashach, nischaret al harazu, kodem oso. We don't have the Shach on Arachayim, but we have the story of the Shach. We have it on Yerodea. So he says that the story goes that the Shach was mischarit on the Psach. And before he died, Sivul Abno, Biksav Yado, Shivakish, Mitchila, Meis Mori, Mori, Chelmi, Zacheni, Asha Shogag, Badavar Zenegdo. He has forgiveness from Maizeda, the Ubno, Herak Sav Yado, Lamori Po, Zacheni, Hagon, Vetia Menuchasam Kavod, Ubitzel Shakai, Yislonenu, Alkain, Shamati. And then he quotes the Yichenas Kamas Achronim Hataz V'Magen Avram Tavrish Memches Tavrish Memtes and Baruch Alem Afilu B'Shazal Chak Afilu B'Shar Yamim Kolshkem Yam Rishon Kam Abach V'Chulu, and he continues. Avak She'ein Acher Ein Roy Limchos Bosach Shemavarach Analeim V'Chinogu B'Chomakom Lofi Masha Shemati. If that's the only Esther you have in the town, Avol Be'emes Has Kamas Kol Achronim Gam Rishonim She'etakti V'Gam Ma'isarav She'en Lavarach Alem Chlal, even if it's Shazal Chak. Okay, but either way, some bring a raya from our Gemara, but again, that's not the Minagol. Okay, number three, third shaila of the day, Iboy Elohu. Mao liftos b'psulei ha-mukdashim. Can I use psulei mukdashim? I have a seh that used to be a karbon, and it got a mum, so now it's psulei ha-mukdashim. Can I use that to be poda? My peter chamor. So, aliba de Rabbi Shimon. Let's read it, and then we'll speak about the lumdus. Again, each Ibaya here has what to say. Aliba de Rabbi Shimon lo tibay lecha. According to Rabbi Shimon, who we've had already, Rabbi Shimon who says that petach hamor is mutar bahana, there's no shayla. Kivan damar mutar bahana, chulin hu. It's chulin, and there's no issue. As we'll see what the issue is in the other tzad. But according to Rabbi Shimon, there's not a problem. Ki tibay lecha aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda has a problem. Maybe. Damar asur bahana, my, why? Kivan asur bahana. This animal is already asur bahana. So we're going to use psulei hamakdashim, which also has some type of isur on it. It has limitations, right? Kivan asur bahana. Right, we know by psulei hamakdashim, you're allowed to use it, but you're not allowed to shear it, you're not allowed to milk it. Tizbach lo giza, right? And karban velo, chalav. As we'll see. Kibbut asur b'ana, ain isur chalal isur, right, in an unusual type of usage. But this animal is already asur b'ana, the petach hamar, and now I'm going to try to be podeh, I'm going to try to take that isur, and put it onto the seh, which is psulei hamakdashim, but already is somewhat asur. So ain isur chalal isur. O dilma, kibbut de lo tafes pidyono, afkuya sura ba'almahu. What do I say? No. Since it doesn't become asur, right, the seh, doesn't become usr, so it's not really isr chal isr. And there, so it's just a mitzvah of pidyon to remove the isr of the petach hamor. So if there's no problem of isr ba'almahu, question mark. The Rashi's Bikurim says, what's the lumdus behind that question? Petach hamor we know is usr ba'ana. And the seh, after I do pidyon, becomes mutr ba'ana. How does that work? Is there some type of conceptual moment that the isr of the hamor goes on to the seh and then disappears? Is that what happens? Because what happens to the Yisr? It's Paka Bechdi. Is there some type of conceptual moment that it goes onto the Seh and then it's Paka? Or no, it's not, there's no Yisr, it never goes onto the Seh. Maybe that's what's going on here in this question. Do I say that Ein Yisr Chal Yisr? Because it is an Yisr, but it's Paka. Or no, there's no Yisr at all. That's what he suggests is the question. So Amar of Mari Breder of Kahana, mi zutar my dechsibahu. Is it small to you what it says? Katsvi v'cha ayal. Psulei Magdashim are compared to a tzvi and ayal, meaning like chayos. Ma tzvi v'ayal ain't podim. Absolutely Magdashim ain't podim. You can't use it. Psulei Magdashim are compared to tzvi and ayal. And therefore you cannot use it. So Gemara says, all right, once you're saying that, hashadas is lahachi. If you're saying that, so then you have the question even back on Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Nami, tzvi v'ayal ksibahu. That even Rabbi Shimon would say you would not be able to use it. So the Gemara answers, that one is answered by it, the ifshita, that you cannot use psulei Habakdashim. The Zera Avraham, Rabbi Nachum Zemba, in his letters to the son-in-law of the Meshech Chachma, Rabbi Avram Loftir, who predeceased the Meshech Chachma. So there he has a fascinating ha'arin, Yud Zayin Yud Gimel. Yud Zayin Yud Gimel, he notes, we know Kilayim was already excluded. So one second, we know the Gemara says in Maseches Makos, those who remember Makos, that you're not allowed to work an animal of Psulei Habakdashim. Let's say I just take an animal and I work him in my field. I violate working kilayim in my field. Because Tulei Magdashim is Kodesh and Chol Me'urav Zebazeh. And the Gemara says that you're not allowed to work that. And the Rambam, the Machlokes, had to understand that Gemara, but the Rambam paskins that way. The Rambam says here in Hilchas Kilayim, he quotes that Gemara. Behemas Psulei Magdashim Ava Bishu Guf Echad. Hich akasav asau to kishnei gufim. The pasuk makes it like two bodies. V'bnei shaisa kodesh naasis kekodesh v'chol meuravin zebozeh. V'nimseis behemazu kebehematmei ematahora hamuravin keechad. Is one animal with two statuses. And therefore, if you work this animal, it's kelayim. The Rambam says, isuzemi divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah. So ask the Zera Avram, if psulei hamakdashim is considered kelayim, so didn't we already exclude kelayim? We already excluded Kilayim from using that to be poted. That's what the Mishnah said on top. So how could the Gemara even ask this question? So we know it's a great question, but it's an obvious answer too, which he gives. There's a difference between Kilayim and Kilayim. There is Kilayim that Hashem created, let's say, and Kilayim that you create physically. The Kilayim of Psulei Magdashim is difference in statuses. It's not a difference in its sources, two different sources that combined. It's His lashon is kivan de bekralo ksiv kilayim rak dein podim mishum de lachaz lakrava lenei akrava kol she'enu kilayim b'teva bichlal sehu upashut. This is not kilayim b'teva. He didn't take two animals and join them. This is one animal, and now it has two statuses. That's not a kilayim that is excluded in this halacha, and that's why the Gemara can even ask the question. But it is a fascinating question that he asks. Again, the Zera Avram simin yud zayin os yud gimel. Yud Zayin Yud Gimel. Okay, so that is question number three. Question number four, fourth and final question on today's daf. Yibay Luhu. Ma'ol Liftos Bebehema Shvius. Can you use a Seh Bebehema Shvius? What does that mean? I have Shemitah fruit, and I switch the Kedusha of the Shemitah fruit onto an animal. Onto an animal. So could you use that animal? Right, I bought Peir Shvius with it. So Vadei Lo Tibay Lucha. If it's a Vadei Petar Chamor, that's not a question. Why? La achila amrachman of alo l'slora. If it's a vada petach hamar, and therefore I am switching the iser onto an animal, that's kind of like business. And now I'm going to do business with kedushas perishvias. This animal now is kedushas perishvias. That's a violation of la achla amrachman of alo l'slora. You can only use it for consumption. Velo l'slora. Pidyon is nechshav schora. Kitibay lecha safik. The question is, what about if you have a safik? And according to Rabbi Shimon, it's also not a problem, who says that there is no Isser anyway. So it's a suffik on a, but it's mutar bana anyway, so there's no shayla. So if it's a suffik petach hamar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's usually an Isser. So my. Kivan, what do you have to do in that case? I mafresh a seh and I keep it. Right, that was the halacha we said before. So kiva de mafresh tlev v'hula atzmo la'achila la'achla karina bay. Well, do I say it's not a violation? Because I'm mafresh a seh and I eat it. And I could use it. So that's why that's la'achla. Right, and therefore it's not a violation of what peirush shviyah should be used for. O dilma, no. Kiva de kama de lo mafka isure lo mishteri kischar adami. Before I do anything, it still has an isur rav itzalei, at least be safek. So therefore, it's considered ki'ilu, it is schara. The Menachas Chinuch points out, but the evidence, if you did it, it's going to work. Just like if you do business with Peir Shvius. It works. You violate it, but it works. So you do it work. The question is, can you do it? Can you do it? So Tashma, Dom Rav Chisda says, Behemas Shvius ain't podin ba'as avada, yavo podin ba'as asafek. Beferish, Rav Chisda says, Behemas Shvius, you can. Podin ba'as asafek, right? You can't do vadai, because that's called schora, but you can't do safek. Again, we don't have time to go into it now, but remember the discussion that we've had in the past of how to understand la'achlov la'aschora. The Rambam does not count it as a separate mitzvah, the Ramban does. The Ramban has in his Hosafos to say for a mitzvah, la'achla v'lo l'schora, by Peros Shvius. Right, that's the Hosafos of the Ramban that he says the Rambam forgot. Mitzvah Gimel. Sha'amra Torah v'Peros Shvius v'haysa ha'ashabas aras lachem la'achla, la'achla v'lo l'schora. V'zed var Torahu. And therefore, says the Ramban counts it as a separate mitzvah. V'chein b'mkom was Ramban ha'talmud ba'al lashon hazeh. Ehosa schor bohem over ba'asei. Right, if you violate, then I say it's an Isra say if you violate. And the mitzvah Samalach discusses here in his commentary, how much is it a kiyam ha-mitzvah asay, or is it just an Isra say? Nafgaminis, you have to eat a kizayis. What about shalok kederech? What about being mafsid perishvius, less than a kizayis? Is the Isra on the Isra schara on the buyer, on the seller? Any different nafgaminis, but that could have something to do with our shakla v'tariyah here as well. Amar Rav Chisda, Behemah Shvius Petura Mina Bachora V'Chayeves B'Matanos. Rav Chisda says something else once we're on the topic of Behemah Shvius. If somebody has an animal that has Kedusha Shvius, because you were poded from the fruit, so there is no Kedusha Bachor. There is no Bachor. If that animal has a firstborn, does not have Bachor status. V'Chayeves B'Matanos, but you have to give the Zerol L'Chayim in the Keva, Petura Mina Bachora L'Achlam Rachman V'Lo L'Sreifa. It's Patur from Bachor because part of this animal is going to be burned, the Chaylev. If part of it's going to be burned, then it's going to end up being a violation of la'achla v'lo l'sreifa, and therefore it must not have kedusha in the first place. V'chayeves b'matanos de la'achla karina bay. That's fine. You just eat it. The kohen's going to eat it. The zera l'chaim in the keva. Meisvei ha'ochel misa. So is this really true that if it has a possibility of sreifa, it's a violation? So what about the following case? The Mishnah says in Shvius, ha'ochel mi'isa shvius, if somebody eats from the dough of Shemitah, ad shelo hor machalasa chayev misa. If somebody eats before challah is taken off, so then chayev misa, because, right, that's challah in there. V'yamai bo'an second, why should there be a chayev of challah? Kiva dilu mitzvei basreifa hi, if this challah becomes tameh, you have to burn it. Just like we said by the animal, if there's a possibility of sreifa, then there's no chiv in the first place of bechor. So to here, maybe we should say, because there's a possibility of sreifa, if it becomes tameh, there shouldn't be a chiv of challah. So just like there's no bechor chiv by shvius, there shouldn't be any challah chiv by shvius. Answer, shani hacha dechzilu darosechem. No, here there's a special din. We'll get to another chilek in a second. Bez Hashem. But here there's a special din. L'daro sechem includes, it's always a mitzvah even during Shemitah. Tani nami hachim nain la'ochel me'isa shvi'at ash lehor mechalas ha'shachayim me'isa shenemar l'daro sechem. V'ligmar minah. So why don't you learn from there? Why don't you learn from chala to bechor? No, there's a big difference. Ahazim ikar l'achila. By chala, you're supposed to eat it. Becoming tameh is a mistake. So if it becomes tameh, we don't have to foresee that. Hacha ikar l'sreifa. Here, by the bechor, you burn the fats. You're supposed to burn the fats. So if that's part of the mitzvah, then we could say that would undo the chiv in the first place of bechor. While by challah, you hope it does become tameh. It's not supposed to become tameh, and therefore it's not a problem. There's a machlokes achronim. I think we mentioned this also previously. What about a behemas hefker? Is there a chiv of bechor? So some achronim say, hey, look here. The Gemara says here that a behemah shvius is pater, so that means shvius is hefker. Some say this is a raya, pater, and others say no, exactly the opposite. Just say hefker, why do you say shvius? It must be shvius bedavka. Shvius is a special type of hefker, and that's why it's pater. But by a regular case of hefker, it would be. Meaning if you have a stray animal walking around that has a firstborn, does that have kedusha? Machlokas achronim, whether that has kedusha. Right, the Nitziv says that it's pater, just like here, Shemitah, and the Rav Shlomo Kluger says that it is chayef. Nasa l'kawein v'chulu. So Tanina, this is where the Rashi is quoted that we had earlier. Tanina l'drabanan, Yisrael sh'ayelo petach hamar b'toch beisa, Yisrael that has a petach hamar. V'yamar lo ha'koin t'nei oli, v'ani avdeyu. The coin says, just give it to me. Give me the donkey and I'll redeem it. Harezeh lo yitnu lo elim kein p'da'o b'fanav. You cannot give it unless he's poded in front of him. You cannot give it to the Kohen. Why? Because the Kohen is chashud. Is chashud on not. He's going to keep the donkey. Amar Rachman Amar Amar Ravua Zosomeres Nechshedu Akohenim Apitre Chamorim. Unless he Kohenim are chashud, and that's why you have to wait to do it in front of you. Pshita. So isn't that obvious? That's obvious based on what the Brisa said. What's Rav Nachman adding? You might think, no, he's only chashid if he's done it a few times already. He's muchzak that he does this. No, that any Kohen would be more a heter, even if we don't know that he does that in the first place. The Rishis Bikurim here wonders, what's the svara that he's chashid? He's going to get a set anyway. Why wouldn't he do it? By a bechor, you understand. He doesn't want to schlep to the base of Mikdash. He doesn't want it to be used as a carbon, so he'll put a mum in it. But here, what's the chshad? Why would we think he's, why would he be chashid? The Reish Bikurim discusses. Fascinating chiddush, he says here. Says the Reish Bikurim, he didn't see this anywhere, but he says, maybe, I'll find the chiddush where he says it. Here he says, maybe the chiddush is, lulei demistafina. He says, we learned before that if you don't have a say, you could be po de it b'shavyo. Maybe that's only the Yisrael before he gives it to the Kohen. But when the Kohen has it, you have to use say. That shavyo is only for the Yisrael. Again, a difference, like the Rashi we said earlier. Zeo raksha b'aylam o'ish acher po de oso kodem shavoli ad Kohen. Avel nasam b'yad petach amor li Kohen, v'akohen b'alaftoso, eini achol aftoso b'shavyo, elo b'seh dafka. V'tayma demilza, the betorah mafurish raksa. Hishtavus lepidyon, you just learn that from Hektish. That only applies to the owner. But not when the Kohen gets it. Again, he brings Rayas. That's a creative Chiddush. And again, it goes to the root of there's a difference between Se and Shovi. And there's that might be enough Gemina between whether when the Bailam has it, he could do either. The Kohen himself, with his animals, he has no Chiv at all. But once he gets the Yisrael's, so then it's even more limited than the Yisrael's himself. Good. Let's just finish a little more. Mishnah, hamafrish pidyon petach hamor v'meis. What happens if somebody is mafrish the seh and then the seh dies? Rebbe Eliezer Omer chayvim achrayuso. Rebbe Eliezer says, tough luck on the Yisrael. You have to get another one. Chayv achrayes kecham ishlam shal ben. Just like pidyon aben. You're chayv until the Kohen gets the money. V'cham omrim ein chayvim achrayuso. Kepidyon maiser sheni. No, just like if you change the kedusha maiser sheni fruit onto money and the money's lost, finished. You have no chayv. So do you compare petach hamor, the seh, to Pidyon Aben or to Maiser Sheni? Hey, Rabbi Yishuv, Rabbi Tzadok, Al Pidyon Petach Hamor, Shemes. What if the donkey died? I'm sorry, that's coming up. For this continuation, verse of the Seth. The Seth died, Shein Koin, Kan Lekoin Klub. And he was made like the first Shita. Base Petach Hamor, what if the donkey died? Rabbi Lezer Omer, Yikaver. Rabbi Lezer, who says it's Aser Bahana beforehand, says you have to bury it. Right, because it was Aser Bahana. Umuter Banaso Shaltleh. And you can use the tleh because, as Rabbi Eliezer says, it's not the coins until the coin gets it. So if the coin didn't have it yet, then it's mutter for you. The chamom remains arkli kaver v'tleh lekoin. The chamom say, no, you don't have to bury it because once you were mafrish, it's good enough. And the tleh goes to the coin because it's already his in your rishus. I'm Rabbi Yosef, my time with Rabbi Eliezer. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say that your chay b'achrayis dechziv ach pado tifteh v'gomer ma b'char adam chay b'achriyuso ach b'char behemet temeya chay b'achriyuso. Where you compare b'char adam, pigeon aben, to petach hamor. I'm Rabbi Abaya, ima b'char adam mutter b'ana ach b'char behemet temeya mutter. So you should say that it's mutter b'ana. V'chidei machanam, and if you want to say you're right, he holds like Rabbi Shimon, not true, but it's not. What about the safe of the Mishnah? Meis petach hamor, Rebbe Lezer, Omer yikaver. Ma yikaver, lav da aser ba'na. Why do you have to bury it? Isn't it because it's aser ba'na? Sefer, he doesn't know like Rabbi Shimon. Lo, yikaver kebachar adam. No, you have to bury it just like a person has to be buried. Ela adam b'char hu debay kfura, pasha labay kfura. What kind of limit is that? Oh, only firstborns require burial. Not non-firstborns. V'o Tanya, and also Mod Rabbi Eliezer, b'Yisrael sheish lo savik petach hamor b'toch beiso, z'mavish tala lavu shalom. B'feirish, Rabbi Eliezer says that if you have a savik petach hamor, you still have to do a frasha, and you can keep it. But what does that show? That there is an isser hana'ah. So there's an isser hana'ah. So we're back to the question from before. If there's an isser hana'ah, but why don't you say there's an isser hana'ah by pidyon aben too? Ela amar Rava, different reason. Amar kra achpado tifteh l'ptiyah hikshesiv v'lo davar acher. No, I compare it. I compare Pidyon Aben and Petach Hamor only regarding the Pidyon, not regarding anything else. And that's by Makar, why you're Chayiv Ba'achrayis until the Kohen gets it. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Tzan Hassam. And, Beth Hashem, we will continue with the Ender's Perek at the beginning of the second tomorrow.